Ocean FM Sports Updates, thanks to oceandeals.ie. Have you got your ocean deal today?
And this is Austin O'Callaghan. As I'm sure you've heard by now, Ireland celebrating its first gold medal at the Olympics since 2012. The Skibbereen rowers Paul O'Donovan and Fintan McCarthy won the lightweight double sculls final in Tokyo. They finished the morning race strongly, coming in ahead of Germany for the gold medal position. And that follows Paul and his brother Gary securing silver in the same boat in Rio 5 years previously. But Sunita Puspure, she's suffered disappointment in the women's singles sculls. She was another big medal hope. The two-time world champion missed out on a place in the final. She was fifth in her semi-final and was too distraught to do a post-race interview on the pontoon afterwards. The athletics programme in Tokyo begins in the early hours of tomorrow morning, and North Sligo Athletic Club's Chris O'Donnell will be in action tomorrow on the opening day of the track and field action. He goes in the heats of the 4x400 mixed relay. Ireland will be in heat one at 1 p.m. tomorrow Irish time if you want to watch it. So we should have that result for you on this bulletin this time tomorrow. Breege Conley from Kinlaw was an Olympian herself for Ireland at the last games in Brazil. She's been assessing the prospects for the Irish 4x400 mixed relay team.
They have got a fairly steep heat. They're in against the United States, I believe Nigeria. On paper, actually, most of the teams would be quicker, but it's three fastest and then there will be fastest loser positions. So they will, like, they're a really well bonded unit now, so they'll know they know how to compete, and they will be gunning for a position. They won't be going in writing themselves off, regardless of how the heats are looking. Everything is to play for in that.
And it looks like they won't have Tom Barr running in that heat because the 400 metres hurdles are the same day. Does that weaken Ireland considerably?
I guess because Tom was on the team when it qualified, that's a fact. Whether it weakens Tom or not, I'm not sure, because Killian Green had an absolutely fantastic race against Chris O'Donnell at the Nationals, and they have worked together. They've had such a good camp. They've worked together for almost 3 weeks now, a lot, as well as prior to that. So I don't know. Yeah, Tom definitely, he's a strong man. He's a great competitor, and he's definitely, he did a great job in that final leg. But I still think Killian and Chris are going to do, they'll be doing their damnedest as well.
That's former Irish Olympian Breege Conley on the prospects for Chris O'Donnell and the Ireland 4x400 mixed relay team tomorrow. 1 o'clock is the start time for their semi-final heat. There are two semi-final heats tomorrow. They're in the first one. The first three teams across the line will qualify automatically for the final, plus the two fastest losers. So if they're in the quicker semi-final heat, you could still get to the final by finishing fourth or fifth. It's a big ask, but we'll see how they get on. And we'll hear from Chris O'Donnell's home coach, Roddy Gaynor, on the final whistle here tonight on Ocean FM between 8 and 9 p.m. We'll also take you through all the key local interests, lots of Donegal interest with Mark English and racewalker Brendan Boyce competing over the coming days. Plus, we'll be joined by Sligo's Paralympic bound Martin Gordon and the County Sligo golfer TJ Ford on that memorable South of Ireland Championship win for him last weekend in Lahinch. On to soccer this lunchtime. Republic of Ireland captain Seamus Coleman says it's a massive honour to sign a new contract at Everton. He's staying at Goodison Park until at least the summer of 2023 after putting pen to paper on a new deal. Coleman is hoping to help the young players coming through at the club.
For me, it's a massive honour to extend my time here. It was just about getting my head down and keep working hard like I always did, and the club decided to reward me with that, and it's something that I'm very happy with. And hopefully now I can keep going as long as possible and show my experience to the younger lads coming through and be there to help and support them in any way I can.
Well, Coleman's hometown club, St Catharines of Killybegs, have a big weekend ahead. They are reviving their popular seven-a-side tournament this year as part of the club's 125th birthday celebrations. The history of that tournament dates back to 1904, and its return takes place this coming Saturday. Today, the draw for the tournament has been made. There are 10 teams taking part. There are going to be three groups. In Group A, you'll have Key PG Rovers, St Catharines youth team and Ely Celtic from Inishowen. In Group B, St Catharines first team, Mourne Celtic from Strabane and Donegal Town FC. And then in Group C, it's Castlefin Celtic, Carbery FC from Sligo, Ballyhadreen from Roscommon and the Dublin visitors Coolock Village. We'll keep you posted on that over the course of the bank holiday weekend. Elsewhere, Bohemians will be hoping to complete their second win in Europe this season later on tonight. The Gypsies have a 1-0 advantage against Dudelange of Luxembourg going into the return leg of the Europa Conference League second round qualifier. 8,000 supporters will be in attendance at the Aviva. It's a 7:45 start. Dundalk play their second leg away to Lavedia of Tallinn. It's 2-2 after the first leg at Talla Stadium, and if Dundalk get through, then their Premier Division game against Sligo Rovers this bank holiday Monday at the Showgrounds would be deferred. So Liam Buckley will have an interest in that match as well for a couple of reasons. On to Gaelic games, we're hearing that Leitrim's TG Cahir Women's All-Ireland Intermediate Football Quarter-Final against Kildare next Sunday week, the 8th of August, has been fixed for Duggan Park in Ballinasloe with a 2 o'clock throw-in. It'll be a live commentary game for you here on Ocean FM Sport. Last night, the Leitrim Miners were beaten by Galway and Cara Finn by 4-13 to 3-6. Sligo Girls lost to Roscommon and Ballinasloe by 3-14 to 2 goals and 9 points. Donegal's boys Ulster Minor football semi against Armagh. It's going to be played next Friday evening, the 6th of August, in Healy Park in Omagh at 7:30. That's following Donegal's impressive 1-9 to 10 point success last night against Monaghan in Clonus. They played much of that game with just 14 players, but Luke Barrett's side got through very nicely indeed, and a big win last night too for the Fermanagh Miners. They had a great win against Cavan, and their prize is a trip to Omagh as well to play Tyrone in the second semi-final on Saturday week. We'll have live commentary of the Donegal Minor semi for you, by the way, next Friday evening. Disappointment for the Donegal Girls Minor footballers in Lifford last night. They were beaten by Monaghan after extra time.
Ocean FM sports updates thanks to oceandeals.ie. Have you got your Ocean Deal today?